Hey there, welcome to the show. It's Gary Zimek. Thanks for joining us for day two. Yes, day two of preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We are on our way. And remember what I told you yesterday on the program? Even though it seems like you've got a long way to go, we're on day two, we've got 33 days. If you've never done this before, I think you're going to be surprised how fast it really goes. You just got to take one day at a time, and we'll continue to walk through this material each day. And the basic message for you, you might say, well, what am I supposed to get out of this? What am I supposed to do? I'm just going to try to give you a couple thoughts each day. And we're asked to meditate upon them, to think about them. Yesterday, the thought from Father Michael Gately, when he talked about St. Louis de Montfort, was, how serious are you about taking this on, this 33-day preparation? Do you desire it? Do you want it? Obviously you do, or you probably wouldn't be listening, but do you desire it enough? Do you feel like you could desire it more? If so, what you need to do is ask the Lord to help you to desire it more, to really, really want to get the most out of this total consecration process. So we'll continue with that today by continuing to look at Father Michael Gately's book and his reflection on St. Louis de Montfort. I think this is a really good way to start. Remember, these first 12 days are dedicated to ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. So it's really important that we're able to do this and look at St. Louis de Montfort. He's the guy who really understood this total consecration. He was passionate about it. So by looking at him, it can help us to really understand it and then to desire it as well. What are we doing here? We are trying, or we will ultimately, when we make our total consecration on October the 7th, we're going to turn control of our lives over to the Blessed Mother, who will lead us to Jesus. The goal of this is to grow closer to Jesus and ultimately to get to heaven, and that's what we're doing here. Also in the show, in the last half of the program, we'll look at the daily Mass readings for today's Mass. So we've got a busy show. Let's kick it off in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us to another program here on Blog Talk Radio. We ask you to continue to strengthen us as we proceed down the road toward consecrating our lives to Jesus through Mary. We ask you, Father, to help us, to guide us, to send your Holy Spirit to enlighten us so that we may be able to better understand all that we hear through the material on the program. Father, we lift up our intentions to you. We ask you to help us with our own problems, whatever they may be. And we ask you to please have mercy on the entire world. Anybody suffering in any way, we ask you to have mercy on them. And I ask you, Father, to use me today. I am yours. I am your servant. I am here to do your will. So whatever you need from me today on this show, it belongs to you. Just use me and help us to get the most out of this time together. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks for tuning into the program. If you're a new listener, I want to welcome you to this show. We do it every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. It's also available on TuneIn Radio and iTunes for the duration of 33-day preparation for total consecration. We'll do Monday through Friday, 30 minutes each day, and then Saturday and Sunday we'll do a 15-minute show. Typically I don't broadcast on the weekend, but for this preparation for total consecration, we make an exception to that. This is the seventh year in a row that I've done this, and I found that a 15-minute show on the weekend works out best for all of us. If you miss a couple, it's okay. Keep going. Try to listen to every podcast, but if you miss a couple, you're going to get sick. Things are going to come up. I don't want you to stop just because you missed one or two or three. And I'm not going to give you a magic number, but just try your best to give this the best effort that you can, because that's how you'll get the most out of it. If you're a worrier and you're looking for some relief, my podcast, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, is available over at Patreon. You can find a link to it at followingthetruth.com. Would love to have you as a subscriber. I really think it'll help you. You can subscribe at the weekly level. You can subscribe to a daily 5-minute version. So that's for worriers. And also, my morning show, Spirit in the Morning, is a great resource if you're looking to start your day off the right way. You can check that out on Holy Spirit Radio out of Philadelphia. Couple of quick pieces of news. Tomorrow is a busy radio day for me, so if you want to hear any of my radio appearances, in addition to the three podcasts that I do on a regular basis, you can check me out at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on the EWTN radio network for the Sunrise Morning Show. I do a weekly Stop Worrying and Start Living segment every Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. And then I'll do my Spirit in the Morning show at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7 to 8. 9:15 Eastern Time, I'll be Teresa Tomeo's guest on Catholic Connection. And then finally at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, I will be on with my friend Jen Fulweiler on the Jen Fulweiler Show on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. So you can check me out there. In addition, I'm going to be here too. So say a prayer for me. It's going to be a busy day tomorrow. All right. Continuing our look at St. Louis de Montfort. Again, I mentioned yesterday on the program, he's not one of the better known saints around. So there's some confusion as to who he is and why does he matter. Saint Father Michael Gately, in his book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, starts off his 33-day preparation by looking at the life of St. Louis. Today we'll continue to look at his life. Father Gately states, there's a story from St. Louis de Montfort's life that particularly expresses his passion, which we pondered just yesterday. In the town of Ponchateau, St. Louis inspired the peasants to build a huge monument to the Passion of Christ on a neighboring hill. For 15 months, hundreds of peasants volunteered their skills and labor to build it. When completed, it stood as a massive structure, a real labor of love, and on the day before, it was supposed to be dedicated by the bishop. Word got back to Louis that his enemies had convinced the government to destroy it. They had lied to the authorities, saying that the structure was actually meant to be a fortress against the government. When Louis received this disappointing news, he told the thousands of people who had gathered for the blessing ceremony, "We had hoped to build a Calvary here. Let us build it in our hearts. Blessed be God." One thing about doing the Lord's work, it doesn't always turn out according to our plans. For example, St. Louis surely had planned that his monument to Christ would last more than a day. Yet the saint obediently accepted the destruction of his plans and blessed God. Because of this kind of detachment from his own will and attachment to God's will, Louis became an instrument used by God to accomplish even mightier works. So although his physical monument was destroyed, Louis's teaching eventually became a huge edifice in the church that exercised great influence on many popes and on Catholic spirituality. Indeed, de Montfort's passionate labors, paid off in the end, even if he didn't see the fruit himself. As we are just beginning our preparation for consecration to Jesus through Mary, let's ponder some of the support various popes have given to St. Louis' teaching. May the testimony of their support strengthen our resolve to journey on to Consecration Day, and may it help us to trust that our consecration truly will bear great fruit in our lives, even if we don't yet fully understand how. Now, we look at St. Louis' response to this statue being destroyed, and we look at our own lives. We see his example of somebody who was willing to surrender totally to God's will. This is a very difficult thing for many of us to do. I'm going to serve the Lord, and I'm going to do it in the way that I want to do it. And if you get in my way, you better get out of my way, because this is my will. That's not the mindset of somebody who truly wants to serve the Lord. Look, things are going to happen. I was just taping a podcast for EWTN prior to doing this recording, and there were all kinds of technical issues. We managed to get through it, but it was looking for a while like it wasn't going to take place. Sometimes things don't work out. We've got to fully surrender to God's will. You might plan an outdoor party and it pours down rain. It happens sometimes. How do you react to that? You know, we want to be somebody like St. Louis de Montfort, who was always willing to surrender to what God wants instead of what he wants. And that's why this total consecration is valuable. So let's look at some of the endorsements various popes have given to total consecration. This is a way for us to remember that the church fully supports St. Louis de Montfort and his devotion of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Blessed Pope Pius IX stated that St. Louis' devotion to Mary is the best and most acceptable form. Pope Leo XIII not only beatified de Montfort in 1888, but granted a church indulgence to Catholics who consecrate themselves to Mary using de Montfort's formula. Moreover, this pope was reportedly so influenced by the efforts of St. Louis to spread the rosary that he wrote 11 encyclicals on this preeminent Marian devotion. Pope St. Pius X also recommended de Montfort's teaching on Mary to the faithful. In fact, he granted a plenary indulgence in perpetuity to anyone who would pray de Montfort's formula for Marian consecration, and he offered his own apostolic blessing to anyone who would simply read True Devotion to Mary. This pope so strongly encouraged the faithful to follow de Montfort's path of Marian devotion because he himself had experienced its power. Pope Pius XI simply stated, "I have practiced this devotion ever since my youth." Venerable Pope Pius XII canonized St. Louis in 1947, and in his homily for the Mass of Canonization, referred to de Montfort's Marian teaching as solid and right. Then when the Pope addressed the pilgrims who had come for the canonization, he said that de Montfort leads us to Mary and from Mary to Jesus, thus summarizing the meaning of Marian consecration. Finally, St. John Paul II promoted de Montfort's teaching more than any other pope. We'll learn more about this during the fourth week of the retreat. Now, we're going to use some of Father Gately's book in the process. I'm not sure exactly when it'll fit in. So this is from Father Gately's 33 Days to Morning Glory. It's enough here to recall two amazing facts. First, that St. John Paul II's papal motto was Totus Tuus, totally yours, which he took directly from de Montfort's shorter prayer of consecration. Second, that John Paul described his reading of True Devotion to Mary as a decisive turning point in his life. Now, why is it important that we get all these papal endorsements? It's because when you enter into something like this preparation for total consecration, you're going to have all kinds of doubts cross your mind. As we read things, you'll be exposed to some new ideas, and you'll start to think, it's common, I've heard this before, wait a minute, this devotion to Mary is going to keep me away from Jesus, bring me further away from Jesus. Is this really something that I should be doing? Is this really something that the church approves? That's why, and by the way, the answer is, this devotion, it better not take you away from Jesus. If it does, you're doing it wrong, because it's supposed to draw you closer to Jesus. And second of all, the church fully approves this. The church knows that this devotion is something you should participate in, and it will help you. But you will get those thoughts. It's going to be from yourself. You're going to have other people tell you things. You're going to have the evil one trying to whisper thoughts or whisper in your ear and convince you to not continue, because he doesn't want you to continue with this. So in order to stay strong, it's good to have all this information from the various popes throughout the years. Okay, so that was really good to hear that. Here's what we're going to do now. We're going to close with a brief prayer composed, detailed in Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, prepare me to give myself fully to living out this true and solid devotion. All right, that's your material for day two. That wasn't that bad, was it? Here's what I want to make sure that we do when we go through this. I'm not sure what we're going to do tomorrow. Probably we might look at some more of Father Gately's writings, because he really sets it up nicely. But I want to make sure that I don't overload you each day. I just want to give you a couple of thoughts. Yesterday, we took a look at our desire. How serious are we about this? Are we fully committed to this? And today we look at St. Louis de Montfort, his willingness to submit to the will of God, even though it's not what he wants. You know, that's a very powerful thing for us to imitate. And also the endorsements from the different popes. Good stuff, right? If you have any questions, email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'm going to take a break now. We'll hear from Tony Rossi, my buddy from the Christophers. On the other side, we will look at the daily mass readings. Please don't go anywhere. I want you to hear God's word from sacred scripture. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Raymond Burse, the interim president at Kentucky State University, remembers the minimum wage jobs he held during his high school and college years. He empathizes with workers in similar jobs who struggle to make ends meet today. As a result, he's taken a step to make their lives a little bit easier. He's taken a 25% cut in his own salary in order to boost their wages. As reported by the Washington Post, the 24 employees at KSU who make below $10.25 an hour will now be bumped up to that baseline. Burse says he believes in raising wages, but didn't want to put the financial burden on the school, so he lived up to his own principles in a unique way. He said, "I did it to do right by the employees here." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Gary Zimak, hanging out with you here on Blog Talk Radio. Got to take a sip of the beverage du jour. My throat's a little scratchy today. I don't know if you can hear it when I'm speaking, but I guess I've done a lot of speaking already today. That's what happens when you use your voice a lot, do a lot of radio. Today's beverage du jour. Wow, that feels good. Nice cold can of Coca-Cola. Thanks for joining me on the program. Hope you're enjoying Total Consecration. I know we're just getting started. There's going to be a lot more to come. By the way, if you have questions, feel free to visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and either contact me through the website or email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Today is Tuesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. Now, this is really cool because here's what's going to happen now. We're going to hear God speak to us. This is His Word in Sacred Scripture. This is an important part of the show, and I'm blessed to be able to share this with you. Today's first reading comes from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief, for all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the light of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. For God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. Man, what a great message. This is a message that we are violating left and right. Encourage one another, build one another up. Have you been on Facebook lately? It's amazing how people are trying to just not do the opposite of building each other up. They're trying to knock each other down. If we are followers of Christ, then we better listen to what He has to say, right? And He's telling us, He tells us repeatedly that we need to love not just our friends, not just the people we don't particularly like, but we have to love our enemies. That counts for social media too. He doesn't specifically mention it in the Gospels, but we've got to be nice to one another. So everything that comes out of your mouth should be used to build somebody up, to make them feel good, to affirm them, right? A lot of times that doesn't happen. So there's work to be done. The other thing that St. Paul talks about in this first reading is the fact that our lives and the world will both have an end one day. We don't know when either of those events will happen. We can claim we do, but nobody has any idea. We had better be prepared. Otherwise, we're going to be in big trouble. And the reason I tell you this, when we go into something like total consecration, one of the recommendations has always been for this preparation for total consecration is that you get to confession. If many times people don't think that they need to go to confession because they're not afraid that they're going to die suddenly. You know, once we realize that we're going to be judged imminently, then what happens? Then we panic, and then we want to make sure that our lives are in order. Well, look, you're never going to know when that happens, when that will happen. No matter what anybody tells you, we have people predicting the end of the world. If you're relatively young, you probably think you're going to be around for a long time. Nobody knows. Why don't you live each day as if it were your last? That's what we're all called to do. So if it's been a long time since you have gone to the sacrament of confession, make it a point to go as soon as possible. Please don't put it off. The same thing goes for being nice to those around you. Today is the day for you to do that. You don't want to put it off until tomorrow or the next day. You might not be here tomorrow. All you know is that right now, you're listening to this, you are alive. Thank God for that. Let's do something. Let's seize the day, right? Psalm 27 is a responsorial psalm. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. If we walk with the Lord by our side, right? If we walk with him in our lives, we will not walk in darkness. The world can be a dark place, but if you walk with Jesus, and I said by our side, really, he walks right in front of us, and we want to follow him. But if we're following him, he is going to illuminate our path, and the path will be lit. So you're not going to walk in darkness if you walk with the Lord. Remember that. There's no excuse for us as Christians. There's no excuse for us as Christians to say that we walk in the darkness. We don't. We walk in the light as long as we walk with the Lord. The gospel today, Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 37. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, O Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. Jesus is powerful. Be quiet, come out of him. The words of Jesus to the possessed man. That's all it took. Sometimes I feel that we get caught up into the erroneous thinking that in order for our prayers to be effective, we have to go on and on and on and on. There's nothing wrong with long prayers. But what we want to be careful about is avoiding repetitious words just for the sake of repetition. If the prayer comes from the heart, it's okay to be long. But the prayer, "Come Holy Spirit," it's a three-word prayer. It takes 2 seconds at most. It's a very effective prayer. Don't misunderstand or I can't think of a word. Somebody help me, please. Don't underestimate. That's the word I'm looking for. Whew, that was a close one. Don't underestimate the power of Jesus Christ to do miracles. He wants to work miracles in your life. So many times we put limits on him. We look at him through human eyes. That's understandable because we're human beings. We look at the world through human eyes. We are not used to looking at the world through the eyes of faith. But as we grow closer to Christ, as we let his Blessed Mother take us by the hand, which is one of the reasons that we are doing total consecration to Jesus through Mary, as we do that more and more, what happens is that we begin to believe that he can do miracles, that he can do the impossible. And then it's when that happens that we no longer walk in darkness. It's possible for you to know all about Jesus. It's possible for you to be able to read the Bible and be able to point to certain stories in the Bible and yet still walk in darkness. It's possible because you haven't responded to his offer of friendship, and invited him into your life. See, he won't force his way into your life. It's very interesting the way Jesus works. Jesus waits. He waits for us to open the door. Revelation 3:20. When Jesus said, "I will stand at the door and knock, and if you open the door, I will come in and eat with you." He waits for us to invite him in. Are you ready to do that today? That's one of the reasons we're doing total consecration, because we want to make sure that we invite Jesus into our lives. And that's what the Blessed Mother can do. She can help you. It's no fun to walk in darkness. None of us have to walk in darkness. If we do, it's our own fault. It's up to us. Are you willing to break free from the chains that hold you back and move closer to Jesus Christ? That's the way you're going to experience peace. That's the way you're going to break free from worry and stress. And that doesn't mean you won't have problems. You will still have problems. Everyone has problems. But the fact of the matter is, with Jesus Christ, you will walk in the light. You'll know where to go. You'll know what to do. You'll know what to say. That's what Jesus can do for you. So keep that in mind. Look at that story today that we just saw in the gospel. The power of Christ. That's a friend you want by your side. You might like to have me as your friend, but I can't do things like that. But with Christ in your life, you're going to see miracles. So I hope you're enjoying Total Consecration. I want to thank you for listening to the program. You made it the whole way through. Good job. And I really would encourage you, while it's true that you only have to listen to the first 15 minutes or so as we talk about Total Consecration, I really would like you to stick around, because I want to make sure you get some scripture every day. One of the best ways to start reading the Bible, not just to start, it's one of the best ways to read the Bible, is to let the church lead you through the pages of sacred scripture by the daily mass readings. The church takes us down a certain path. The church, guided by the Holy Spirit, takes us down a certain path to help us to really be able to get the most out of reading sacred scripture. So thank you for listening to the whole show. Remember to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And again, as I've been saying, I don't like mentioning it, but I do need your donations to be able to keep going forward with my ministry. So if you like the work that I do and you want to see more shows like this, I'm trying to give you as many as I possibly can, but I can't do it without the funds necessary to do so. So if you're able to do so, if you have some extra money, you wouldn't mind sacrificing a little bit. Please don't use your mortgage money or money that you need for your food. But if you have some extra funds and you would like to help me, join my team, and allow me to go forward with my work, please visit followingthetruth.com. Click on support and you will be all set. Also, while you're there, check out the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast. I think that'll be able to help you if you're someone who worries. And if you know someone who worries, even if you're not a worrier, please pass along the information. Would you do that for me? All right. Thank you so much. And until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak reminding you that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, the Lord is always with you. You know what to do. Make sure you turn around and say hi. Until we meet again, thanks for listening, and may God bless you. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.